Chapter 1. The Maiden. The village of Marlott, with its beautiful landscape of soft hills and fields, lay in the Vale of Blackmoor, 4 hours from London. It was May Day, and the young girls and women were walking through the village, dressed in white and carrying flowers. They were on their way to the field, where there would be dancing to celebrate this special day. The younger girls were not used to everyone watching them, and often kept their heads down to avoid all those staring eyes. They passed the Pure Drop Inn, and one of the older women shouted, "Tess Derbyfield, there's your father riding home in a carriage!" Tess turned her head to see. She was a beautiful girl. There was something special about her. Maybe her large, innocent eyes or her full, deep red mouth. She couldn't believe it. Her father was riding in the carriage and waving to everyone while he sang, "I've got a great family vault in Kingsbere." Everyone laughed, except Tess.
"I think he's had too much to drink again," said the older woman.
"That's not true," shouted Tess. "It's just that he's tired and our horse needed a rest today."
They soon reached the field where they were going to dance, and Tess forgot about her father. At this time in her life, Tess Derbyfield was a young, innocent girl full of emotion. Sometimes she seemed like a full-grown woman, while at other times still a sweet, innocent child. Everyone in the village thought she was just a pretty country girl. Instead, strangers to the place were attracted by her fresh beauty. One particular stranger noticed Tess that day. 3 young brothers who were on a walking tour stopped to watch the girls as they danced. Soon the 2 more serious elder ones were ready to continue, but Angel, the youngest, wanted to dance.
"Carry on," said Angel to his brothers. "I'll catch up with you in a minute."